Yogi Berra, Hall of Fame catcher and former New York Yankees manager, was the champion of muddled conversation. Here are a few of his ambiguous statements. One day in St. Petersburg, Florida, a spring training observer told Yogi, "Good afternoon, Mr. Berra. My, you look mighty cool today." "Thank you, ma'am," Yogi replied. "You don't look so hot yourself." He was fond of saying a nickel ain't worth a dime anymore. He one time said that baseball is 90% mental and the other half is physical. He would say things like, "You got to be careful if you don't know where you're going because you might not get there." Clarity was not Yogi's strong suit. But we see Jesus' concern for clarity in John chapter 8, verse 31, when he says, "So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, 'If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.'" The clarity comes with that first word, "so." Those two letters throw us back to the previous verses in conversation. Jesus has been giving proof that he was truly the Son of God and that his testimony of being the light of the world was trustworthy. He said in verse 24, "Unless you believe that I am he, you will die in your sins." He says, "When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am he." And then in verse 30, it says, "As he was saying these things, many believed in him." Now, when we read those words, we think, "Wow, what a great thing. New believers. What a sermon Jesus must have preached. What a great day for the church." But here's what we learn from those two little letters, "so." That Jesus is not so quick to join in our celebration. He must make something clear with those who had believed in him. He's seen this type of response before. Jesus wants to distinguish between a surface level belief that would fade out and a sincere, saving, sustaining belief. Jesus wants to clarify what true, legitimate embracement of the gospel looks like for the people in his audience, for the first century church, and for us today. And here's why we should love this text and why we should love and trust Jesus. Because passages like Mark 4 are true. People respond to the gospel in different ways and not always are acceptable to God. In fact, only one way is acceptable. Only one type of response saves. And here, Jesus is giving us the litmus test of true saving belief. It's abiding in his word. This is how we live out our belief. As you pray today, please remember our Creative Access missionaries in India. And also remember the Mandarin Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout China.